Of yet, if you're just tuning in now, that last one, I'm Coming Over by X. That is off of Wild Gift, which was put out in 1981. It was the second studio album of the band, who had formed in 1977 in LA. I think LA, somewhere around there. Give Me Back My Man was the song before that one, the B-52s. That came off of Wild Planet, which they put out in 1980. They started in 1976 in Athens, Georgia. The band before that was the Primitives out of England, and the song we heard was Spacehead, which came off of Lovely, released in 1988. Before that, we heard a band called Boy Toy with their song Want. That came off of Putty. They're from New York, and they put that out in 2017. And then kicking off that set was Hag, the song by The Breeders, off of Last Splash, put out in 1993. Of course, I was curious about the lyrics to that song, because, you know, I've always loved the feel of that song, but I kind of didn't want to play something that was... I was like, okay, who is the hag in the song? And like, the more I listen to it, the more I realize it's actually like an internalized kind of like misogyny. Like, she's just kind of talking about herself, self-deprecatingly, and saying, oh, here you go, you're on again. And you're beautiful under the light, kind of thing. But yeah, I feel it. I feel those lyrics. But I do not agree with internalized misogyny. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's just an experience that we go through. So let's see now. Have I done the things I need to do? It's the top of the second hour. I've told you the station we're on. I've told you our call sign. I've told you, where we're at on the radio dial. Let me tell you a little bit about the station. It's volunteer. Well, there's a few like paid positions there, but it's mostly run by volunteers. And the headquarters are up on Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser Campus up there. It's quite beautiful. If you want to go on a little trip, just go up the... Just go up Hastings to Burnaby Mountain. It's something else. And, you know, the campus itself is just this brutalist masterpiece. I mean, all, like, ziggurat pyramids and concrete everywhere. And, you know, the mountains peeking out. Like, the vistas from there are just the greatest. So I think it's a nice trip to go up there and look down over the Lower Mainland. Yeah, you can see all the way out to the ocean, like, and the skies from there are just spectacular. Why am I trying to sell you on going up to Burnaby Mountain? What I was actually trying to do is say, you know, if you're interested in doing radio or helping out with anything to do with the radio station, that would be like, you know, I don't know, receiving and writing reviews of music as it comes in, and then, or cataloging, digitizing, or whatever. Or if you're even interested in a show, in doing one, being a programmer, blathering on the mic like I do, or possibly being more, more well-spoken than me, and even putting your, you can do it any which way, but also it's just it's a blank canvas. So if you're interested in radio, go on over there. I personally am using the Satellites studio in the downtown east side because it's convenient for me. And that's another cool thing. Yeah, so, okay. Plug for the station is over. PSA about volunteering. Do it. It's good for you. Yeah, what else can I say? Nothing. Let's talk more rock, right, as they say? Let me just play the next set. Here you go. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, it was time for some misfits, I suppose. I don't know if I believe I probably played something off Green Hell or Earth AD. I mean, probably played Green Hell off Earth AD at one point. But anywho, hybrid moments. Hybrid moments. Interestingly, when I was reading about it was recorded in 1978. Doesn't that sound crazy? That would be. Anyway, it just doesn't sound like 78 to me, but anyway, well, like, whatever. It was supposed to be put out on Static Age, but Static Age didn't end up getting re released until 1996. And Danzig, like, overdubbed a whole bunch of stuff on that. On the like eventual release that supposedly based on whoever wrote the Wikipedia article, the bandmates were not consulted. He just did a whole bunch of overdubs and then they put it out. Yeah. It's always interesting how, like, I guess it's a label thing where they can shelve somebody's work for that long. Like, I mean, that's almost 20 years. Yeah, so watch out for the music industry, kids. It's not all that. But then again, without the music industry, I mean, some of these bands, we might not have heard of them to the extent we did, so I guess, putting it in perspective. But the music industry wouldn't exist without the bands, and so, yeah, it's just, you hear all these stories about artists being completely, like, bamboozled, or I don't know if that's an okay word to use, actually. Actually, now I'm curious about that word. What does it mean? Oh, it's just being deceived. I wonder if it's. Anyway, so let's see. What did I play before that? Risk It, a song by Alice Begg. That is Alice Begg's third solo effort. The album Sister Dynamite, which she put out in 2020, and she did come play a show at the Black Lab, and I remember it. I wasn't there. I remember her playing and then really regretting that I wasn't there, like realizing it after the fact, because I ran into someone who had been at the show after at a different party, and then it was basically the last party for, like, I don't know, a year and a half or whatever. Yeah, Alice Begg. From the Bags and what was it, Castration Squad? And inspiring because she's still making music and she's still rocking out and anyone can. You can too, if you want to. The song before that was Point of View, Stiff Richards, the band from Australia. And that comes off of State of Mind. They put that one out in 2020. All right. We're gonna give you a little onslaught of hardcore here. So get ready. Put your earplugs in. Just joking. Don't do that. Listen. Here you go.
Oh,
that, Shadow Self by Denial of Life. They're from Tacoma. Hold on, scrolling through my notes here. Where is it? It's off of No Reason, which was put out in 2022. Before that one, Self-Destruct by Locals Smother. And that's off of Wretched of the Earth. They put that out this year. They're playing at Black Lab later. Along with, Disposal, Hollow Point, some other hardcore bands. No More Books I Won't Read. It was the first song in the set there by Blimp. And they're also from Vancouver. And that's off of Big City Blimpin', which they put out in August of 2023. Yes. Getting down to the, let's see now, one, two, three. I got about three more sets. Of course, it's possible, as it's been happening, and it's still a mystery to me, how I end up not, like, thinking I have way too many songs, and then I end up not having enough. But that's okay. We'll probably have to play something that I'm not prepared to play, or that I might have to just take a gamble on something. That's okay. I am looking something up while I'm talking to you, because I'm changing out a song for a song. Where is it? That's not here. Okay, I'm going to have to play something off of YouTube, and that's okay too. It is what it is. I'm saying all sorts of silly things. It's okay, right? I don't know. I don't even know why I'm wasting time just saying basically nothing. But, it's hard. It's like 2 hours by myself. I need you. I need to see your face, or I need you to say something to me. To that point, you could try to talk to me on WAVYWAVE station. That's WAVYWAVE station on Instagram. Yeah. Talk to me, please. Just joking. It's a cry for help over the airwaves. It's not really. It's just, it's nice having a guest in the studio to help, bounce my ideas off of. And just tonight I'm realizing never mind. Okay. Here's the next chunk of songs. Here you go.